Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called Maintaining a Rodent-Free Home in Seattle. You know what keeps me up at night? Not the rats themselves. It's knowing that Seattle homeowners are spending thousands on rodent damage that could have been prevented for the price of a nice dinner out. Today I'm sharing my foolproof guide to keeping those unwanted house guests from ever darkening your doorstep. Think of your home like a fancy nightclub. You need a good bouncer at every entrance. First up, we're talking entry points. I've seen rats squeeze through holes the size of a quarter. They're basically furry contortionists. Walk your foundation line and check every crack, gap, and hole. Pay special attention to where utilities enter your home. Pipes, cables, the works. And those trees brushing against your house? They're basically rodent highways. Now, let's talk about the all-you-can-eat buffet you might be accidentally advertising. Your compost bin? That's a five-star restaurant for rats. Those fallen apples from your backyard tree? Dessert. And that pet food you're storing in the garage? Late-night takeout. Secure your compost with a heavy-duty lid, clean up fallen fruit daily, and store pet food in metal containers. Think Fort Knox, but for kibble. Here's where the pros come in. And I'm not just saying this because I am one. Regular inspections catch problems before they become expensive disasters. Your gutters need to be clean and properly aligned. Otherwise, they're just luxury rat condos. And professional exclusion services? They're like having a home security system specifically designed for rodents. Let me share a story that still makes me cringe. Last winter, I got a call from a homeowner in Queen Anne who ignored what looked like just a few small holes near their foundation. Fast forward 3 months, and those little holes led to $12,000 in electrical damage. The rats had turned their wiring into an all-you-can-chew buffet. After we sealed everything up properly and set up ongoing prevention, they haven't seen a single whisker in 2 years. Here's your homework, Seattle. Take a walk around your house today. Grab some chalk and mark every hole bigger than a quarter, then get a professional inspection scheduled. Trust me, spending a little on prevention now beats spending a lot on repairs later. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.